George Burke was working for the Arizona Republic when he was assigned to go to Yarnell to document the damage left behind by the fire. He didn't arrive at the scene until nearly a month after it was put out.
No matter what you see in print and the photographs you see in print or what you see on TV, when you get there, it doesn't look like you imagine in your head.
Burke has some previous experience covering natural disasters. Nearly a decade ago, he was shooting photos for the Times-Picayune in New Orleans when Hurricane Katrina hit. But Burke says he's still floored by the devastation he saw in Yarnell.
The ground is black, the trees are black, everything is black. It's pretty bleak.
You won't see any photos of the memorials for the 19 firefighters who lost their lives that day. Burke says he wanted his work to focus on what the fire did to the town of Yarnell. One of his photos shows a cow skull burned in the flames that destroyed a home.
There's this black, recognizable thing with two open eyes glaring at you.
And inches away from the skull are some sprigs of green grass growing in the ashes. Burke says it's symbolic, proof of life after death in the wake of the Yarnell fire. He walks over to another one of his photos. It shows the image of a holy cross next to a clump of boulders on the outskirts of town.
It just seemed to signal the end of where the fire encroached into Yarnell. And that's kind of what the cross is showing. You can look at the cross here, and half of it is burned and the other half isn't burned.
Burke says he met some of the people who lived in the 120 homes and buildings the fire destroyed in Yarnell. He says some of them were eager to share their experiences.
There's just so many emotions. There's pain and anger and just unsurety about what to do next. But I think what changes you is you realize the resilience of people, that things, terrible things can happen to you, and you can bounce back.
Photographer George Burke, an exhibit of his photos, the Yarnell Hill Fire, 25 days later, is on display at the Burton Barr Library in Phoenix through August 12th. Steve Shadley, KJZZ News, Phoenix.